13 to 15. Lord willing, Ephesians chapter 3. Wow, what a great book is the book of Ephesians. And Ephesians chapter 3, 13 says, therefore, I ask that you do not lose heart at my tribulations for you, which is your glory. For this reason, I bow my knees to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, from whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named. I can go on, but that's all I can finish today, as because of the time limit. The word therefore or wherefore in your Bibles comes from the context of the previous verse, that is verse 12. It says, in whom we have boldness and access with confidence through faith in him. And we took only this scripture for the whole of last week, and we saw how we can approach God, the way we can approach God, the access that is given to us in approaching God in confidence and with boldness. And we studied last week that the true Christian have the access in coming to God with boldness and confidence, not in our goodness, not in our works, but in the goodness and the works of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we saw that we come to God through the mediator, a mediator. And that mediator is the Lord Jesus Christ. And that when we come to God, nobody can come to God unless you're first justified. And we went through that last time. And we saw that we were justified in Christ Jesus. And in him, we have access to the Father. Now, Apostle Paul says, therefore I desire that you faint not at my tribulations for you, which is your glory. His desire is for the Ephesian church that you faint not. The New King James says that you do not lose heart. The Greek word here is ekakio, which means don't be weary or don't get exhausted. In today's language, it means don't get wear out or don't be discouraged. Who is wavering here? Who is wearing out here? Who is being discouraged here? If you read the scriptures, he's telling to the Ephesian church, to the believers, not to get discouraged, not to get wear out of what? Today we see a lot of people are wearing out or burning. They say, I get burned out because of my work and what I do and so forth like that. It's not talking on that issue here. What Apostle Paul is saying here, I don't want you to get wear out. See verse 13 here, therefore I ask you that you do not lose heart at my tribulations for you. He's saying here, Paul is being afflicted and persecuted. He's doing the will of God here for the church. Apostle Paul is enduring suffering for the sake of the believers. Then, how is that the believers were bearing out? But in reality, it is Apostle Paul who is being persecuted. Now, let me tell you, some of you may not understand. As many who are listening will not get it, as the majority of the church has fallen into worldliness today. When one servant of God is suffering in labor on behalf of the church, will they not wear out as we are in the same body? In 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 26 says, and whether one member suffer, all the members suffer with it. Or when one member is honored, all the members rejoice with him. But today, we don't see that perspective. We don't understand why is the Philippian church, why is the believers are wearing out. The Apostle Paul is the one who is being persecuted and he's being ridiculed and he's going through hardship. But the believers, seeing that, they are being...